River 1467, right across Sunrise. Here it's 12 to 8 with Joe Jackson stepping out. Speaking of stepping out, big congratulations to Derek Agmalesi-Smith. He makes his debut tomorrow night in the Big Smoke. Richmond taking on Gold Coast. Going to be a big game for him. He's no doubt very nervous. Got Terry Wallace on the line. Very good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning, Joe. So I think it's fantastic when the local guy, boys get the opportunity of playing, and good luck to that young man. And actually, that area, whether it be Wentworth, but certainly Mildura as well, been fantastic for VFL, AFL football for a long time, and gee, there's been so many good products come out of the region.
Absolutely, yeah, that's for sure, and geez, wishing him the best. He'd no doubt be a little bit nervous about this, won't he? Were you nervous first game? I mean, you'd remember, you know, quite a few years back when you first ran out.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. And, once you get into the game, you're okay. But certainly the night's sleep before, there's a lot going through your head and you're wanting to do well. And look, as much as anything else, I mean, it's so many well wishes for you, family and friends and everything, and you don't want to let anyone down.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, let's get into the games. We've got Hawthorn, Collingwood tonight. Hawthorn almost upset West Coast last weekend, but Collingwood, what happened there as well?
Yeah, they were really poor last week, and the Hawks, if they kicked straight, they would have got the results. Been over a decade since Hawthorn have lost five in a row, and that's their lot if they get beaten tonight. And the Pies, yes, you say, have got to turn things around. I've gone marginally the Pies, but if you're two or three behind in your tipping, I think this is one that could go either way. I won't be shocked at all if there's an upset. So, as I sort of said, if you're needing to pick up one, you could go the Hawks easily. I'm just going the Pies.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. Tomorrow, five games kicking off, Essendon and Sydney.
Yeah, look, I think Essendon will be too strong for the Swans without Buddy Franklin still. Both clubs missing their ruckman, but I think they'll be too strong. I think Richmond will get a result in their game against the Gold Coast. I think they starting to get their act together and got a lot of players back last week, so it'll be better for the run.
Yep.
In the twilight game, Adelaide and Port, the showdown's always a really good game, and Port Adelaide got better side in this time around, but I think Adelaide have just got a little bit more continuity.
Yep.
So the more stable side I'm going for, which is Adelaide.
Yep.
And then we've got two games on the Saturday night.
You're calling Bulldogs and Geelong?
Yeah. Look, I think it'll be a good game too. Yeah. The Bulldogs are playing really well, and it'll be a battle of the midfield. Fontapelli playing really well. McRae and Dunkley being the three for the Western Bulldogs, but hard to knock Geelong's form, so I'm tipping Geelong. That one. And then we have the Derby.
Yes.
The Derby, as they call it. And Aaron Sandlin's welcome back for the Fremantle Dockers, but I think that'll be the only thing that'll be welcoming for the Dockers. I think the West Coast Eagles, with their lineup, will be too strong.
Yep. That's good, West Coast there. Now, Carlton kicking off Sunday. Carlton, what a massive win for them last weekend.
Yeah, it was. It was brilliant. And, I think it shows you a little bit of what the future will be like at some sort of stage for the Blues fans, and I'm doing this game as well. I think Melbourne will beat them. Why I think Melbourne will beat them is you fly over there, you have such a meritorious win, but you've still got no Cripps, no Mackay, no Charlie Curnow in the lineup for Carlton. So there's some big outs for the Blues, and as brave as what they were last week, I think the Demons might be able to get them at the G.
Yep. North Melbourne, St Kilda?
Yeah, I think North is sustainable, what they're doing. I think they've been really good under Rhys Shuler as their new coach, and I think they could get another defence themselves, but I think North too strong.
Yeah, looking good. Final game, GWS up against Brisbane. This will be a good match too.
Should be. I mean, if Brisbane can win, they go top four, but I think GWS will be good. At home, dropping that game last week to Essendon, they'll be really disappointed with that, wanting to fight back. Brisbane are improving. They've got the Gabba right, but sometimes they're a little bit flaky away from home, and that's just the next part of their development, getting that part right. So GWS for the last game.
Terry, great to have you. Of course, it's all thanks to Toyota, good for footy programs, helping bring communities together by supporting local footy clubs. We'll do it all again, as you say, next Friday.
Good on you, Jason, and I'll see you.
Thanks, mate. Sunrise
Years. River 1467.